Palestinians say they fired at least 100 missiles into Israel, one of which has hit, that is, Tel Aviv. But Israeli officials have denied that the rocket hit the city. Israel is also continuing its attacks on Gaza. 9 people, including a senior Hamas leader, have died in the latest attack. The latest Israeli attacks on Gaza have drawn mixed reactions from around the world. Egypt, the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah, and the Palestinian Authority have denounced the Israeli assaults. However, the U.S. is supporting its ally, saying Israel has the right to defend itself. Syria says a meeting of foreign-backed opposition groups in the Qatari capital is a declaration of war against Damascus. The deputy foreign minister, Faisal al-Muqdad, says the unity deal reached in Doha rejects any dialogue with Damascus. Muqdad says the opposition does not want to solve things peacefully through the UN. In Syria, a ceremony has been held in honor of Press TV's reporter Maya Nasser. Maya was assassinated by anti-government insurgents in Damascus in late September. Government officials, journalists, clerics, and foreign diplomats attended the ceremony. Maya was shot dead by sniper fire while reporting live on Press TV. Europe is facing a day of action. Workers across the continent are staging a series of protests and strikes against rising unemployment and austerity measures. 23 countries are taking part in Wednesday's demonstrations. Protests have turned violent in several countries, including Italy and Spain. Jordanians have taken to the streets for the second day in a row to protest against the government's decision to raise gas prices. Clashes have broken out between police and protesters in the capital, Amman. At least 35 people have been arrested. More than a dozen others have reportedly been injured. Iran's air defense drills enter the third day. Iran's military began the day with a test firing an upgraded version of the S-200 air defense system. A senior military official said the missile system successfully hit an unmanned plane. 8,000 military personnel are taking part in the four-day maneuvers. Iran's foreign minister has met with Somalia's president in Mogadishu. During that meeting, Ali Akbar Salehi said Iran is ready to reopen its embassy and Red Crescent offices in Somalia. Salehi also offered the Iranian president's invitation to his Somali counterpart for a formal visit to Tehran.